All right, man. Welcome back, man. This is episode what? Nine? There you go. All right.
Hey. Who knows anymore?
Who knows anymore, right?
Been here so long. Just nine episodes.
It feels like we have not been here a minute. But episode nine, yeah, man, make sure you follow all our socials. That's going to be in the description.
Yeah.
And if you're watching us, man, you can watch us on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and all that.
All the platforms.
And we are currently right now waiting for a guest, but he will be here shortly. And
yeah,
we'll get into it. We'll get into it when he gets here. Cool?
Yeah, man.
Cool, cool.
What up, E?
What up, E?
What up, yo?
You good?
Hey, I'm good, man.
We tapping in.
You tapping in?
Yeah, man.
All right.
It's going to be a good pod.
Is going to be a good pod, man. Today we are talking about, we're starting off with performance and pleasure.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to pick a side.
You got to pick a side, fellas.
Ladies,
you got to pick a side, too. You know, now I don't know. Y'all in there performing or y'all in there for pleasure?
Right. When you go to bed with your significant other,
mm-hmm.
whoever that may be, no judgment.
None. You could be on a futon for all I care.
Hey, non-binary, all those things.
It's all good.
It's all good. Whatever you want to be.
Whatever you call yourself?
Hey, Peter Pan.
Peter,
whatever you want to be, you just be it. But
yeah,
at the same time, when you're in the room with that person,
mm-hmm.
are you in there for pleasure? Or are you in there for performance?
Can you elaborate just a little bit?
So pleasure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people, it's more like about intimacy
mm-hmm.
when it comes to like pleasure. Most guys, like, go in the room, significant other, bang it out. They don't even care. They're not even paying attention to like how the woman even feels. Like, is she good?
Yeah.
Are we good here? Or
we doing body language?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're not, some don't even care. They just go in, get the job done, and go. You know, and that's for pleasure.
Bust
that's for
and
their
dust.
Pleasure. Bust and hit the dust.
Him in these quotes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Bust and dust.
Bust and dust. Exactly.
Put that on a t-shirt, dog.
That's got to go on a t-shirt.
Bust and dust.
Yeah, you know? Man. Yeah, man. So what do you consider yourself? You consider yourself a performer? You going in there for yours and you leaving?
He asked you.
I'm asking both of you.
You going to let him go first.
If you going to ask me, bro, like personally, yeah, definitely a little bit of both, but more on the pleasure side,
bro.
Yeah, because for me, it's a thing.
With your girl.
Yeah, I want to make sure that she's good. Like, I want to make sure you're good.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thing. Like, I just want to make sure, you know. So I'm more on the pleasure side.
Pleasure.
Like, but, like, I do like to perform, but I also see that, like, you need to perform to give pleasure. You know, so it's almost like the same thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's kind of.
You know, it's a balance.
It's balance it out.
Yeah. But more on the pleasure side, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you consider, I am curious, so what do you consider performance then? Like, what do you consider, like, the performance side of it?
Performance side is like an ego side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just in there just to, for you.
Yeah.
You
looking in the mirror.
Yeah, you look in the mirror, you flexing.
You're not really.
I'm hitting that.
You in the mirror, you're getting yours in. Some dudes like to, what women call, like, what is it? Like, not lumberjack, power jack, what?
Power drive.
Yeah, some shit like that. Whatever it's called.
Power drive.
But what's that shit called with the
jackhammer?
There you go, jackhammer. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, some dudes go in there jackhammer, you know, they just getting it off. And then it's like
bunny
hopping in there, you know what I mean? It's no stroke game, it's no strategy to the woman or anything like that. It's just
they don't care. And also like, you know, we're looking at porn and that kind of
reality. That's a good question as well.
In
like,
sense.
You know what I mean? How far does porn, you know, play into that role of performance? And because some dudes,
plays
like you said,
role.
They watch a lot of porn.
Watch
and they're
a lot
like,
of porn.
You know, you see, I guess, like Mandingo walking around with a lead pipe, you know, walking around with a python attached to him. You thinking, you know, hey, this man doing this, so let me do that. You know what I'm saying?
You can't do that. That's not for you.
Yeah, he's not for you.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into that, too. Like, you know, stamina, you know, are you four pump shorty? You know, that thing in there.
Mm.
Kung fu grip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got your shit in a full Nelson.
I blame her for that.
You blame her?
That's just you, baby. That was all you.
That was all you. Yeah, some dudes need to like slow that down, bro. Slow that train down. You know, she ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere.
And that's where you're getting in line, like performing. Are we going in for pleasure?
Mm.
So, you know, I feel like if you got a good like balance, you should be good in the bedroom, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure that you focus on the partner too, but stay in the moment. Most niggas in there just like, shit, we just like, you think you can, hey, you can go anywhere in your head.
But I think that also breaks down to what you're saying, like intimacy, like affection. Cause a lot of dudes don't really know what intimacy means. Like, you know what I mean? You taking your time and being affectionate to this woman. Like, now if it's like a, I guess like a one night stand after the club, I guess like that's out the window. But like, if you know what I mean, you've been trying to invest in this woman for, you know, a relationship or something like that. Like, you know, why are you still 5 months in trying to jackhammer yourself? And stuff, you know what I mean? That's crazy because, like, a lot of women don't, you know, don't get orgasm, don't even believe that they can, like, orgasm.
What's the percentage? It's just like 80
or something? Yeah, it's like 80-something percent of women are, actually, it's like, I think it's, like, higher than that, but, like, it's like 80% of women will not have an orgasm, like, through...
penetration.
Like, yeah, penetration.
Yeah.
And that's fucking wild. It's not... crazy. And I mean, I'm not a woman, so I can't really say, like, you know... but I also believe, like, no, you're not taking your time.
It's a thing, though. Yeah, you should unwrap it like a present. Go in there and unwrap that thing like Christmas.
Yeah, like Christmas presents. Some dudes tear their presents up. Hey, so. like a 5-year-old.
Give me that.
Go in there and just, like, whoa.
And the thing is, sometimes shit like that, too, it's all about, like, the moment. But if you're not, if you don't know her, you're not, you haven't been intimate with her, you wouldn't even know that, bro.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what she likes. So you're going in there, going in, and she likes you to take it slow.
Yeah.
Or you going in there, taking it slow, and she wants you to just rip that shit off and go.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, you're having, you little drunk days. Y'all both drunk a little bit, you know. Yeah, you go in there, and y'all are, like you said, you know, y'all not taking your time this time because y'all drunk, you want each other. It's that time of the night, you know what I mean? What y'all call demon hours?
Demon time.
So you know what I mean, like, you know, and then there's times where you like you're sober but y'all horny as shit, or you know, hey man, take your time, bro. Especially that, cause like I had one lady tell me, like, you know, it was this one dude that was pursuing her, and he was pursuing for a very, very long time, which happens. And she was like, you know, it got down to the intimacy part, and she was just like, I expected him to, like, you've been chasing me this whole time, right? So I would expect you to, you know, take your time and all that stuff, you know, with me. And she was like, dude, it was done in like 4 minutes.
Ugh.
She was like, yeah, it was done in like 4 minutes.
And hey, sometimes 4 minutes is a good.
Four minutes?
Yeah, sometimes 4 minutes is
That's
a
good question,
minutes.
Too. What do you feel like is your. Like, not sure, but, like, what do you think is a great time to have? Cause that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Like, what do you feel is your...
Realistically
time to have good sex. It was good.
Yeah, a good, like, 15, 20-minute session.
15, 20 minutes?
Is
what
good.
About you? Ian?
Realistically.
I mean, I don't be keeping up with the time. I just...
Just go.
Yeah.
You just go?
It also depends on how
you
feel.
You can't even... Some 15 minutes might feel like an hour, you know?
I mean, that's true, which is why I asked the question, like, because some dudes, like, yo, we, like, man, I feel like I've been in here working, slaving on this.
But you get done.
And then you look up, it's like, damn, it was only 5 minutes?
Yeah.
6:05?
But I'd say, a good 20 to 30.
20 to
30?
Yeah. Okay, you got me. You got me at 20 to 30. What do you think is too long? What do you consider, like, all right, bro, it's too long? Hell no.
Shit.
I don't know. If I'm drunk, then I don't care. I'll go all night.
You say you're drunk, you'll go all night?
Yeah, I'll go all night. I'll keep going.
Yeah. Okay. I think like 45 minutes to an hour, like if you just, and you still on the same, like y'all still on the same first session, that's tough. That's a long time to be in the pussy. Like for 45 minutes, you're just in the pussy for 45. That's crazy. That's wild. Like, you're a champ, but, like, sheesh.
You're a champ.
Sheesh, bro. Like, hey, you need to bust. And I think she'd be like, are you ever going to bust? Like, ever. She'll be questioning, like, herself.
Yeah,
like, damn,
like,
why haven't I made this nigga bust? Yeah.
No, so, baby, it's the hen dog.
It's the hen
dog.
The hen dog.
What about you, though? I got to say, between, I'll range it to 15 to 30. And I am including foreplay and intimacy in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people don't like consider foreplay like.
Yeah, they just sex. Get straight.
They just get straight to the smacking.
Yeah.
It happens. I'm not saying that, but like including foreplay, like you actually taking your time, I'd say 30. 30 is my least.
So what's a quickie then?
That's like 4 to 5 minutes. You just
busting,
and then just, like, you just busting down, and hey, man, you
gotta
go.
But also, quick to me, quickies depend on the situation, because like if you at your grandma's house,
you gotta get it in.
Yeah, you gotta hurry up, because y'all know your grandma looking for you, dog.
She calling your name.
Mama looking for you, bro.
Oh man.
So yeah, man, I would say like between like one. I mean,
Jeremiah?
One minute, that's crazy. She make you bust in 1 minute.
I'm coming, Grandma.
Like, you already foaming at this tip, and she make you bust in 1 minute.
Yo.
Say that
again. So, she looking for you. She looking for you in the house. Like, Grandma. You in the room
coming,
like,
Grandma.
I'm coming, Grandma. I'm literally coming. Yo,
no, man.
That'd be the worst.
Don't disrespect Grandma's house like that.
It'd be the worst,
don't
dude,
fucking
bro.
Your grandma's house.
Yeah, don't do that, man.
Yeah, man. But yeah, like between 1 to 5 minutes, I'll say. But it also depends on the situation, man. Like, you know what I mean? You could even go up to 10 minutes if you in the car. You in a car?
Yeah. I'll say 10 minutes for a quickie.
10 minutes? Okay.
At least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all ever gotten a Charlie horse in the car?
Bro,
man, what in the bed?
In the bed, everywhere. Man. I done got that everywhere.
Man, we was on the side of some office buildings, dog.
Oh man,
had my hamstrings in a full Nelson. I couldn't stop.
That boy was out the game like LeBron, boy. It was out of there, boy. That's crazy.
Full stop.
That nigga head went through the sunroof just.
Oh man.
And this ain't like no. Have you seen my dad's like Nitro?
It's a small car?
It's not like small, but it's small enough. Like, it ain't no big car.
Yeah.
The black car that was there for a minute, it was there for a minute. I don't know if you, like, noticed it.
I don't remember.
But, okay, so this car is not that big. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, the car's
it's compact.
Only, yeah,
compact
it's only so car. Big. So, yeah. You know what I mean? My big ass back there, I'm already filling out the space.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, dog.
You got to know your space, guys. Know your size. Know your space.
Yeah, so... Yeah, man, I've absolutely caught it.
Definitely.
In the bed, too. At least in the bed, like, you got space to, stretch it out, roam around. Man, we in that car?
So what would y'all do? Like, y'all keep going or y'all, like, tap
out? I don't stroll through a couple, though. I ain't going to flip.
It depends on how bad it is, though.
Yeah. Like, you've been dehydrated all day and you in that pussy.
It's game six.
Yeah, it's game six. You no headband LeBron James, dog.
Yeah,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, man. I can't. Especially if I'm out of bus too. Yeah, nah. Bro. I don't feel like starting over.
I can't start over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then there's been some times where like, yeah, bro, you hitting and then like you like, oh, I gotta stop. Mm-hmm. My shit gone. Mm-hmm. My hamstrings gone.
Time out.
Yeah.
But like when you stop, bro, it takes away from the vibe, the energy.
It does, bro. Mm-hmm. You can't stop no Charlie horse.
That's
dog.
True, though. That's the worst.
You better let it grind in there, then.
Oh man,
I think we're doing.
Figure something out.
Yeah, you gotta figure something out. I don't know.
Yeah, man. What you think, E?
About what?
Pleasure performance.
Okay.
What you?
Do you
doing?
Depends on the girl.
Okay.
And the situation. Like, if it's just like a one night stand or something, in the club, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just going there to get mine and get up on the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like,
you don't care about it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Nah.
Yeah.
But if it's like a girl I've been pursuing for a long time, like, and just keep, she just keep throwing me off to the left and the right.
Yeah.
If I finally get enough.
Oh, man.
I'm putting on for the motherfucking shit.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Ain't no coming, bitch. This for you.
This right here.
I don't
for you.
Even care if I nut. Just it's yeah. for you.
It's for you. Yeah.
It's for you. I can go to sleep just like this. It's fine.
That makes sense.
I feel
though.
Like I'm more of a pleasure.
But like, if it's my girl, if it's my girl.
Oh.
It's kind of both. Like, if in the beginning, I'm trying to put on for the city. You know what I'm saying? Trying to perform. You know, show what I'm working with. But after, if it lasts, and we still. Down the line.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes I get in there to get mine and get up out of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
bro.
Man, there's gonna be times for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. What about you, Jerry?
I'm more of a pleasure than performer, bro.
Yeah. You like going there and taking time
when,
picked off.
Yeah, bro. But let me say, like, when it's time to perform.
Oh.
See, it's the funny thing is I like mirrors. I do.
You like slow stroke and shit?
Mirrors,
yeah,
bro.
You just like the
big dog. I be looking in the mirror just like looking.
I'm gonna call you Black Mirror. Boy, you like mirrors?
Man, yeah, I love mirrors.
That's wild.
I love mirrors.
It's got to like it's gotta be a big ass mirror though.
I've never had like a small, but even bro, I remember one time I caught myself in like a little. She had like it was in college, and she had like a little small mirror. And I caught myself. That's when I knew I liked mirrors. I looked and I was like,
yo, what?
Yo, this kind of fire. Yeah, dog. Yeah, it was like, yo, this is kind of fire, dog. The key looking at me, yeah, bro. That's when I realized
the mirror's pretty lit.
Yeah, I do like that. I can't hold you.
Would you put a mirror on your ceiling?
Huh?
I've never had a mirror on the ceiling.
I said, would you? In your house?
Oh.
In your bedroom.
I'm kind of scared. That's like some Final Destination type shit. I don't know if I can do it.
Like if it falls and break on?
Bro. Like if it's like in an Airbnb, like if it's like a, you know, a little one-timer type of thing, cool. We do that. But like, not in my, bro. I'm kind of scared. Like something goes up there and just breaks and. That's too much for me.
Okay.
Yeah. But I can do like side mirrors. Yeah, absolutely. Side. Yeah. In front of you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about like bondages and stuff like that? Into like getting just some handcuffs on her and
on her, yeah, on her, on me, nah.
No, yeah, yeah.
Man, not on you? Why not?
Nah, I don't know.
You don't
want
to be,
vulnerable?
You don't like being that vulnerable?
Not that, it just, nah.
It's tough.
I don't trust it.
What you mean?
She could snap anytime.
And just leave them on you?
You got your
ass
just sitting there handcuffed.
that's a read the room episode. Oh man!
I just don't trust it, man.
You just sitting there, and then she just like leave the room, come back with your phone at you.
Yeah.
So who the fuck?
You remember that time, son?
Oh man,
that's a demon.
Even if you know you didn't do anything, just like I don't trust it.
Yeah, but you would do it to her though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't crazy like that. If I find some shit, I ain't gonna torture you, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Torture.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with bondage.
I think like most like women like that stuff.
Yeah.
Secretly.
Secretly?
Yeah. And then some out there.
I don't think it's a big secret.
Yeah.
They like them handcuffs, boy.
Yeah, they do. They like them. Mm-hmm. So
it's good to spice it up. All time nobody?
Oh man, not R. Kelly.
Not all time, man.
Oh man.
That's tough.
Yeah, man. So yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I don't mind. Mind a little bondage.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
fellas,
a lot.
Get into your intimacy bag, man. That's how you keep them around. Plans of the fantasy. We talked about that. Me and Tim talked about that a lot too. Like, you know, the more you, like, especially like guys in this, and when we talk about like vulnerability, I think guys and women work differently. But especially like women, like if they see you're more open and more vulnerable to them, they'll tell you damn near everything that they want to do.
Right.
They'll pretty much put it out there on the table for you.
Hell yeah. And like that comes with the intimacy too, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting into the bag and
you really wanna if you really wanna understand each other and get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
The best part is the intimacy, the pillow talk.
Yeah, pillow all talk that stuff. And even like, you know, like we talk about intimacy first, like in sex, like intimacy doesn't just mean sex, like or anything. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you know, pillow talking, sitting down, you know. Laughter is my favorite one. I feel like that's the biggest biggest priority for
me. You
can
laugh
like,
at me.
Yeah, that's
it's a win win.
Yeah, you can make me laugh and we can have fun together, vibe together.
Cause I'm a whole fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're right.
So yeah, she got to have personality, man.
Yeah, some type of personality. Yeah, man, and even guys, like, we got to have some type of personality, too. That's the thing, too, like, you know what I mean? The dudes that I kind of like, I, like, hate seeing are dudes with, like, who can't, like, open up to women. And, like, I'll never tell her that. I'm like, why, nigga, the fuck? Like, just like, or why won't you, you know what I mean? No, man, I ain't that type of guy. Like,
right.
Probably make the relationship a little bit better if you're a little bit more open.
Possibly could.
You know, especially like hood dudes, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm from the hood, so like, when I hood dudes talking in a certain way or talking about themselves, is like, yo, no, we don't do that around here. And I'm like, but that's your girl. Like, it's one thing to do that, act that way in front of your boys, I guess, but in front of your girl, like, yeah, bro, you gotta be a little bit more open and affectionate and stuff like that.
Yeah, bro. It's the ego thing.
Yeah. Ego motherfucker.
Ego motherfucker. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you to do some things.
Like what?
You never want to do.
Like what?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What?
I was like, I thought Tim was taking us somewhere.
Yeah, what? I'm like, where we going?
Tim was like, hey, man, I remember last time we were leaving here. We were leaving here. What were we listening to, bro?
What?
It was some song we were listening to, and I think me and E were just like, yo, this dude in his feelings or something?
Yeah.
Oh, man, The Weeknd? It had to be The Weeknd.
Yeah, it was The Weeknd. What song was that?
I don't remember.
But I remember just sitting back there, and I was just...
Yeah. But the ego's a motherfucker. But the ego play... I'm just saying the ego plays a vital role in, sex in itself, bro.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Scary?
Yeah. Like, for some guys, bro, like...
Scary to be over.
It's scary to just even, like, have sex with a woman and feel like you're, like, pleasuring her. Like, you're trying mm-hmm. to make sure that... But, like, most guys don't even care about that, bro. You know? They don't. And so, like, we go in there for the ego, bust that nut, get up out of there.
What does that even, like, it's so, like, what does that mean to me, though? Like, what is it, like, okay, let's say you go in there, you have sex with her, right?
Yeah.
And I hate this fucking term. I hate the term, like, I hit it, though. Because, like, I just feel like, all right, okay, cool, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, some guys just want to hit it once and they're good.
Mm. I'm like, yeah, we just talked about that too. Like, you don't want to go back for a second or get that call. Like,
right.
I just feel like that's more powerful than saying, oh, but I hit it.
Damn, bro, it is.
Like, that's way more powerful to me.
The chance to come back, that means that she enjoyed you, bro.
Yeah.
You
know? And what is that? Mm-hmm. And like I said, what does that even mean to, like, me as, like, a, you know, your homeboy? Like, yeah, you hit it, but, like,
did you hit?
Like, but did you? Yeah, bro.
Did you hit it?
Did you hit it?
Did you do your thing? Right. You feel me? Because if she comes back and comes out and was like, "Nah, bro, we lasted like 2 minutes," I'm like, "Oh man, like yeah, he was in there."
Yeah. But were you though?
Yeah, Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, there's certain times I feel like, you know, with your girl, that's cool to say, you know what I mean? Like, because you're gonna have those moments of just like, yeah, I'm gonna come early today.
You just never know,
but. Mm-hmm. With, like, some girl that you're, like, you've been chasing down or something like that, you trying to dick down and shit, like, to me, that's weird.
Yeah.
To even say, like, oh, I just hit it.
All the way.
Yeah.
Inside of Parker right there.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah, that ego is a motherfucker, though.
It is, bro. It's crazy.
That ego is a motherfucker. The one question I did want to ask you guys as well, just off the topic of sex real quick. There's a story swirling around this whole month. Of, like, would you rather sit down with Jay-Z? Or would you... Everybody keeps changing the amount, but it's, like, $1 million. Let's say $1 million. Or would you take the million? Dinner with Jay-Z?
I think it was 500.
500?
Yeah.
I've seen a whole bunch of different ones. Yeah.
Would you rather sit down and have a dinner with Jay-Z or take $500K?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to take the money.
You going to take the money?
Yeah. The experience is cool, but, man, it's 2021. I need that $500.
He's not talking to you about no business.
Like when y'all go eat and stuff?
Imagine like you and your boy, like, no, like you're going to a dinner.
Yeah,
well, he's not obligated. He's not obligated to talk to you about any business. He's like, yeah, man, I just want to be your energy. I even seen one ludicrous, this was such a ludicrous thing. He was like, well, you know, I think I'm going to impress Jay-Z with, you know, the way I carry myself and stuff like that. And I'm like, you think Jay-Z gives a fuck how you carry yourself at dinner?
Right.
At dinner. Like y'all are eating. It's not like he's eating, my dude. Like, no. Like, y'all might have a casual conversation like, yo, I loved you in The Blueprint.
That's it.
Thanks.
Bro, like, and all you would do is really fan out unless you were just like, I mean, what are y'all going to talk about? Like, he's going to give you business.
Yeah, like, what type of advice would he give you?
Yeah.
That just...
And he might put you on something. You on.
And like, but
let you work. Let you work for him.
Let's go that hypothetical route. He might put... What would... He just has a dinner with a random guy.
Hmm.
They just like... Or however he got the dinner. Why would he give you the advice?
In a conversation.
Like what?
A conversation.
Like, what if he just goes... See, that's my scary part. It's like the money... That's a lot of money. So I feel like you could, you know, it's a little, like you could play with that money. You'll lose some money, but you'll gain a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I actually hear a lot of entrepreneurs and stuff like that. Like, I didn't need, people to tell me how to spend my money. I just trial and error. $500,000 is a lot to play with.
Yeah, bro.
Do y'all think there's anything you could learn from Jay-Z that you couldn't learn off of YouTube?
Fuck, and that was gonna be my next point. Like, right. We know Jay-Z's life. He's had interviews. Like, did you need him to sit down? The only thing I would want to do is like sit down and take a picture with Jay-Z. Like, just that's it. I would not ask him too much.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He could ask me questions, but I don't think that he would give me some just like, oh, this is gonna change the game for me.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
I just don't. Like, that money would do a lot more good.
Yeah.
Than a dinner with Jay-Z.
Yeah, $500K goes a long way, bro.
Yeah, I'm taking
bro.
The money.
Shit, I'm taking the
you
money.
You taking the money?
Yeah.
Okay. See, Bash, you taking the money?
Oh yeah, I can walk down Melrose and meet 5 famous people tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess we can also talk to that right. too. Like we can. Yeah.
If you want to talk, like, you want to just talk to a celebrity?
And like I said, I just feel like Jay-Z would. Yeah, it's weird.
Bro, $500K though, bro. That's a lot of money. That's a whole lot of money. What happened, big dog? What happened?
You good?
Breaking news?
All right.
What's going on? Oh, is that Brandon?
Yes, dog.
Okay. He got pulled over?
He got pulled over by the police.
Come on, Brandon.
Oh, my God.
That's wild.
Uh-oh.
Please come in and tell that story.
Oh, man.
Should be safe.
Hey, man. He might not.
And tell that story. Like, he looks like he's on a scooter. What could he have possibly been doing on a scooter to get the police involved?
I don't know, man. He's
wheelies.
Black.
Huh?
Wheelies.
Yeah.
Wheelies.
Oh, they fuck with y'all on that?
Keep him popping wheelies out there.
They fuck with y'all on? Like, he's on a moped. I don't know if he's on a moped.
Yeah.
I just said, please be safe. Brandon Brown, please be safe. I'm definitely going to ask you in this because this is funny as shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like, what? he's like, hey, dog.
That's tough.
At least, hey, man, at least he was able to take a picture.
Yeah.
Should have went live for that.
Man.
Yeah.
Right. We need that footage, bro.
Yeah, big dog, I need that footage. What did you do? That's what I need to know. As soon as he gets here.
That's crazy.
But yeah, man, that's wild. That's wild as shit. But yeah, man, I just don't see what a dinner with Jay-Z would do outside of you geeking out that Jay-Z's in front of you.
Yeah, great selfie moment.
Yeah, great moment. Yeah, you could tell your kids that you met Jay-Z, but I don't think that there's something that you could tell, that Jay-Z could tell you that would just put your business above everybody else's.
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
And then you got to do the work. Even whatever he tells you, like, you have to do the work, like, even if he gives you the whole blueprint.
And what if he tells you some shit that's like, because, you know, we know Jay-Z sold drugs, right? Like, it's not. Hindsight, he was a drug dealer and basically rose to the top at this point. So, what outside of drugs, what can he tell you? You're like an employee.
I mean, unless you're a major fan, yo. Unless you're like his number one fan or something.
That's true.
I don't get
then,
it.
And if you already have money, too, and you're, you know.
Yeah.
Your number one fan, money. You already got money. It's like, shit.
Like, Rihanna, I might take that dinner date.
There you go.
You going to take that over $500?
I might, y'all.
Okay, so how about that? Who would be a celebrity that you would choose over $500K?
No fucking body. And no, I love Alicia Keys, and I would never.
It doesn't have to be a celebrity, just anyone.
Oh, anyone
in general.
Life?
Yeah.
Nobody. Give me that $500,000.
Yeah, $500,000.
There's nobody I would.
Same?
Huh?
Except Rihanna.
Maybe, yeah, maybe Rihanna. Maybe Rihanna.
I'm curious, what would you, what would that conversation go?
How would I don't even know, though. I just want to, like, be right there in front of her.
Yeah.
That's it? That's all you need?
Oh, we going to talk, but I don't know what about.
You don't have anything prepared for this?
Hey, baby, we'll slide to the room right quick. I got this room upstairs, you know.
This is with ASAP Rock.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, you shooting your shot, though? You still going to shoot your shot?
I might. I got to.
They be mad if you
didn't. I don't gave up 500. Yeah.
You
I'm saying something.
You saying something?
You gave up 500K? Yeah, you got to say something.
Got to, bro.
Fuck that.
Ask for another date. Ask for a second date.
I'm going so the whole nine.
Wait, but wouldn't you rather take the 500,000, turn it into 200 million, and then just buy dinner for Rihanna?
Hmm.
Hey, that's crazy.
Investments. I think all you need is
that. Really actually, sounds like a 4X pitch. But that was,
what do you think? Maybe you need like 10 million more than ASAP, and then I feel like you could just kind of.
You need 10 million more. Maybe 10 million. Is that how much ASAP Rocky's worth?
I don't know how much he's worth, but let's say he's worth like 20 mil.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's say you have 30 mil.
Okay.
I think you could figure it out.
You think you figure it out?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's kind of sucks because it's kind of making it seem like. We just really made it seem like Rihanna just chasing money when Rihanna, we know she's not chasing.
She has a price on it.
She has her own.
She has a price on Rihanna.
Is she like close? She's like close to being a billionaire, if not a billionaire at this point. Yeah, she is. Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, then Rihanna doesn't give a shit. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't think she gives a damn about money.
Okay, ASAP is worth 10 mil.
I'm not saying that. I don't know that. I know.
We just confirm. We're confirming.
Oh, you're confirming.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you just need 11 mil, 12 mil.
Okay.
Why just 2 mil more?
She just needs 2 mil more. That's it. I don't know why, but you just need 2 fucking million more. That's it. Then 10 mil. And then she,
I'm not understanding. Why is ASAP Rocky at this point in his career only worth 12 million? I just don't. 10 million. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
I feel like he should be more, but at the same time, I'm like, maybe not. Because like you compare him to like other people, like, I mean, top five artists, compare him to Drake.
That's such a bad, but that's a bad comparison.
Yeah, I know. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
No, I'm not going to, I would never compare. That's the next conversation we're going to have too, is.
But he's probably not tripping on that 10 mil.
No, you're rich. Who gives a shit? I mean, and also like, that's like recurring, right? I would think like, that's what they also base that off of, how much money.
His net worth.
Yeah. That's not him. Okay, but yeah. Okay, so I'm still trying to figure it out. I just want to figure it out. That's crazy. But my next question, the Drake and Michael Jackson conversation. I know y'all been seeing that.
Yeah.
So which one do you think that Drake is the Michael Jackson of?
This era. By the numbers, yes.
By the numbers?
By like the sheer, but like, and Michael was almost like, Michael's like not even a real person. So, like, I mean, he's real, but this is, like, Michael Jackson's, like, an entity more than an artist, bro.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Like, if you watch footage of Michael, like, he was, like, all over the world. Like, women are actually just, like they're, like, passing out.
Yeah.
Like, dying for this nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Michael was, like, he touched, like, more people than the numbers show.
You know what I'm saying? It was Drake. Impact.
Yeah. And then he's also a pop star, too. So that a lot more people listen to pop music than they do rap.
Mm-hmm.
So... but Drake has a lot of international following, bro. So
this so time, you would call him the Michael Jackson
of this time. Yeah,
I think I feel like I like your explanation, but I don't agree because of what you said, like impact wise, like Mike, until I see a brother climb a crane, risk his life, a brother or sister risk their life to hug Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And knowing you're going to get your ass beat by security when you get down, I can't put you in that. I just think Drake is Drake. I just think that Drake is a Drake of this. It's kind of like LeBron-Kobe conversation.
Somebody did it at Drake?
No, someone did it at Michael Jackson. Oh. Michael Jackson had a brother literally climb to go see, to get close to him. And was crying. And yeah, like Michael Jackson literally saved someone's life. So... And then they showed, then there was a footage of him coming outside his hotel room, and there was like, you would have thought he was like the Pope.
Yeah.
Like, L.A. or something, wherever you were. There were people everywhere. Until I see that, then I'll say, Drake is Michael Jackson, though. But I just think Drake is Drake. I think Drake has his own thing that he is. I also call Drake an entity. I just don't think it's on the same level as, like, Michael Jackson.
Right.
Like, I do think they're superstars. Drake is a superstar. Let's stop playing.
Yeah.
You're at Duke games. I think he's like part owner of the Raptors, right? Or something like that. He has something to do with the Raptors.
Some shit.
But he's on the court. Like, you don't get on the court and play with these guys, you know, if you're not that influential.
So. Yeah. No, Drake is a big influence. Yeah. And like, I mean, that's the number one rapper.
Yeah.
You want to ask people.
Yeah.
Number one out.
Like you said, it's not even about this numbers. Numbers wise. Impact
numbers.
Wise. He's number
that's,
one.
And
you
that's
cannot,
why.
You can, yeah, you can't dispute that.
And that's why they're comparing him to Michael Jackson.
Because of his numbers?
Because of the numbers.
Okay, not because of his impact.
No.
Okay.
Do you think after this era, though, like, especially after, like, the Kanye Drake era.
Oh, it is a fuck fest.
Like, but do you think anyone could ever get to, like, MJ status again?
Fuck no. Because this generation's not worried about that. Mm. Like, they're not even worried about... See, that's one thing, and I'm a 90s kid, so that's what I loved about music was kind of timeless throughout the 90s. You could still play Boys to Men's now, and it rang, you know, good. It's a good album, yeah. You know what I mean? I don't even think the artists are focused on that right now. Hold on, one second. Yeah, I just don't think the music is... This music is not the same.
Yeah, bro.
You can never get another Michael Jackson in this time because I just don't think the fans are really worried about that. And I don't even think the artists are worried about that.
Also, everyone's an artist.
Yeah. So in their own right.
In their own right. They all, like, I mean, like, nowadays everyone does music. So it's like they don't care like they did back in the day for Michael.
Yeah.
I mean, because everyone's like... doing the same shit.
Yeah.
It's like there's not even really any more. There's fans, but not as many fans as there used to be. Like, everyone's a fucking something.
Absolutely. And I don't even think, like, the music industry is focused on... Like, you look at, like, the groups and like, the Jacksons. Like, you look at that family, like, the history of that family. No, they were prodigies. They were brought up for music.
Right.
They were only going to be doing music. Michael Jackson wasn't going to be no content creator... artists, movie stars, that it ended up happening for him because of his impact, right. Not because of just the music. So
yeah.
I just think that's a, you know, that's just how I see it. That's just how I see it.
Yeah. We got Brandon.
What's
Brandon
going on, sir? What's up, man? Hey, appreciate you coming in, man.
Brandon, what up, G?
What's up, bro?
How you doing,
man?
I'm good.
That's good, man. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. They called me riding dirty, man.
Oh, hey, man, they called you riding dirty? Yeah, you got to tell that story, bitch.
They just seen a brother on a bike.
Yeah,
what's up,
man? Yeah, man, what's going on, man? You said they caught you riding dirty?
Like... Yeah, they caught me riding dirty. I was coming from Burbank, and I don't normally pull over for cops, but it was like a motorcycle cop, so his bike is faster than mine. They got the fastest bikes. But yeah.
You don't normally pull over for cops?
Hell nah. When you ride a motorcycle, you lawless.
You gone.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah. That's crazy.
And cops don't really pull you over because... you know, you're probably going to cause a bigger risk to, like, traffic or, I mean, somebody, you know, driving or a civilian or something.
Because, like, you have the smaller vehicle, you can cut through, they cannot.
But when it's a motorcycle cop, you, like, you kind of screwed.
They're on your ass. I saw the ones out in Huntington, they packing.
Oh, man.
They got, like, a assault rifle on the back of theirs. I was like, what's going on?
Orange County different.
Yeah, Orange County different, man.
Hey, man, Brendan Brown, man.
Yeah, what's up, man. Appreciate you for coming in. Yeah, man, like, we kind of want to start by telling you the story of, like, how we even come to contact you, bro.
Oh, yeah,
so we
were
sitting in Dave's Hot Chicken.
It was me and Tim,
and we were like, man, we need to, like, find someone to come on for this podcast, man. Yeah. And so he hit up Daylight, and then he was like,
the battle rapper with tattoos on his face, the spawn tattoo.
And then he was like, yo, you should hit up Brandon Brown. And so I was like, okay. So it's real cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Brandon, I've been like following you for a minute, big dog.
I appreciate that.
And I just like, you're inspirational to me, big dog.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, man, like you, like a couple years ago, I seen your YouTube video. Mm-hmm. It was like how to move here.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, like 4 years later, here we are, big dog. And even in the comments, I was like, yo, I'm going to see you, bro. I'm going to see you out there. And look, here we are.
That's crazy, man.
It's like a manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Like, it's good, man. Like, Brandon is he's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's an artist.
Yeah.
He's everything, man. He's a inspiration.
Thank you.
Yeah, and an investor, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Sure. We want you to talk a little bit of, like, your journey and, like, how you came out here
and
you know, like, where you're from and...
Okay,
what's going on?
First thing I want to ask, do you got some air conditioning? Because it's hot as a motherfucker.
Oh, man. can we turn it on?
Yeah, we can. I'll turn it on low.
Okay.
So I don't mess with the audio too much.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Nah, you good.
You need a drink or anything, bro?
Oh, I don't drink.
No, like water.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll take some.
Yeah, we don't peer pressure? Yeah, we don't peer pressure. No peer pressure, kids. No peer pressure.
I appreciate that. This is water.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said,
This shit look like a...
I just told y'all.
I'm like, he gonna go against the grain. He gonna,
yeah,
he gonna,
said, he's still, yeah, yeah.
Dang, man. This is an interesting water.
Yeah, it is.
Water, ladies and gentlemen.
He plugging.
This y'all water?
Uh-huh.
This y'all water?
No.
I've never seen nobody like drink a water that look like a beer.
Have you not seen this water in stores?
I've never seen this water in my life.
Really? Ever. Oh man, yeah, it's like everywhere.
Mm. I'll be drinking. Probably like, thought it was beer.
What do you drink, Brandon?
Like,
what you drink, B Dog?
What do you drink, Brandon?
Forgive me, Crystal Geyser.
Crystal Geyser. Okay.
Fiji or something. I don't know.
Fiji.
Something like that.
The Fiji, bro.
You fuck with the Fiji?
I got some smart water on deck. No plug.
Just water. Shout out to Will Smith and Jaden.
Yeah.
But I'll start from the beginning. So I'm from Buffalo, New York. Mm-hmm. Born and raised. I was born on Juneteenth, 1992, and one of eight children, single parent home, and I don't know, man, I just like nobody in my family ever graduated like high school, mm-hmm. college, none of that. So I was the first generation to do all of that. So when I got older, you know, it's you know, I don't know if any of y'all familiar with Buffalo. It's just like it's a very urban area. It's fucked up. It ain't really a lot of opportunity there. You know, we just starting to get opportunity from like, you know, we got some rappers, Griselda, Rick James actually from Buffalo, but like, it ain't really like a lot going on there. And so it's just a lot of crime and shit. So, oh, can I cuss on there?
Yeah, bro.
Cool. All right, yeah, cool. Cuss your life,
and then basically, you know, I just, you know, I wanted to get up out of there. So I graduated high school, went to college, went to Buff State, got a degree in criminal justice. And then, like when I remember I crossed the stage and I had walked across the stage the day I graduated college, and then I just like went and sat in my car for like 10 hours and I was like, dang, like what am I about to do with my life? I knew I didn't want, I just went to college just for the experience, but I knew I didn't want to work a corporate job. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I don't know. I had got a job working for Verizon like the following week, yeah, and already out of college. But then I was like, I was there for like a week or two. And then I was like, nah, I gotta make something happen. So I just like kind of was just like seeing like, damn, every celebrity, every person doing something is in Hollywood. Every person like making movies and doing all this stuff in LA, and Jay-Z moved here and Diddy. I'm like, I gotta be in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, cause New York City is like the closest thing there, but I never really.
I was gonna ask, why didn't you choose New York?
I never really liked New York City. Like, I never really like went there and was captivated by it. You know, I felt like it was overpopulated. It was like, you know, it was kind of not really my style.
Right.
But LA, second I got here, I was like, yo, this is where I want to be. And right. I don't like the cold, so I had to get away from that.
Buffalo cold,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold. It was colder in Buffalo than it was in Antarctica in Alaska one time. Damn. You know, it was pretty good there.
You been to Antarctica?
No, I was just looking at, I'm just saying the weather.
Oh,
it was like, what the fuck? I remember they was reporting the news. It was like, it's colder in Buffalo than Alaska and you know, right now. Anyways, you know, I came out here in 2014 and I kind of hit the ground running. I got signed to an acting agency and started doing commercials and all of that. And then transitioned to TV shows and I learned how to paint and stuff out here and a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Brandon. Yeah, bro.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot, bro. You know, appreciate your journey and stuff as well, man. Because a lot of people, you know, they don't see the vision. Like, they don't get to see the vision. Like, you saw the vision.
It takes a lot, bro, to move across the country and not really know what's going on. You don't even know really nobody out here like that, probably.
Right.
And
right,
you just kind of just going head first.
Yeah. I was definitely, like, the first week, I was, like, kind of like, damn. Like, I ain't never been, you know, in a different city living. And then I'm like, I don't know nobody here. I was kind of having like a little, you know, I don't know what it's called when you like miss a home, but like, I was just like
homesickness,
I guess. Yeah. I was definitely like, yo, I'm talking to my best friend. Like, yo, I might move back. You know what I mean? After the first week, but then I was like, nah, I can't, I got it. It ain't nothing happening there. So
yeah.
Gotta make it work.
How's the game right now? Like, how's the acting game right now? I moved here for acting.
Yeah.
But like, we're doing a podcast.
It's all the same, you know, lane, you know. It's a good lane because I know a lot of actors who do podcasts. Dude from All American, Spencer, he got his own podcast and stuff. So it's all like in the same arena. The acting game right now is different, you know. The pandemic definitely took a toll on it. So it's kind of a weird space where it's like, it's not as they're not filming as much as they was, but then they also need to film that stuff. So it's like a weird space.
Yeah.
I think like the traditional way of trying to be an actor is like out the window. You know, it used to be like going to acting classes and kind of working your way up. But now it's just like if you're an influencer or something, or famous for something else, or then you'll probably get on the show, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even about the talent anymore, big dog.
Literally not. You know, they had, I was watching Grown-ish and I seen Saweetie on there, and I'm like,
oh man,
I was just
that
like,
point,
I was like, when did she start acting? You know, I was just like,
when did that happen?
You know, yeah. Just like, she got Happy Meals and acting gigs. Like,
it's all about your influencer game, man. Yeah. It's just, it don't even, the talent is, I mean, I'm not saying these people are not talented, but like in their own field, it's just like,
you're saying it's just not like the you know, it's who you know, not
yeah,
what you know.
It's who you know, and it's like, let me. These people, these producers, is just like, let me see who can sell this show or TV. Let me just put this big name in it. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all they do.
Yeah. I seen one of your, what do you call them, reels? Not real story, excuse me. Story on Instagram where you're like trying to tell people about like income and stuff like that. Because like, you know, me, I also made that jump too like a couple months ago where we like left. I left and I'm from Georgia. Left Georgia, came here, and, you know, I ended up, you know, hooking up with Tim a long time ago. So he's kind of been out here kind of like helping me get my, you know, bread up and stuff like that. And I just thought that Airbnb one was kind of like cool to talk about. Like, did you want to talk about it a little bit?
Oh, yeah, we could. You know, basically, so I use the money that I get from acting and other stuff, you know, like the stock market and stuff. And I just kind of like be looking for ways to make more money. So Airbnb is like a stream of income, you know. You know, a lot of these apartments was affected during the pandemic. So basically, they got a lot of deals, like 30-month specials, and where you don't got to pay rent and all these, you know, incentives for people to move in because they did all this building of buildings and people not even moving or paying rent because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so basically, I've been taking advantage of that because, you know, when everybody got vaccinated, we had like a surge in the economy and people started traveling more and stuff. And we luckily we live in L.A. and people are always going to be traveling to L.A. regardless. So, you know, they're going to need somewhere to stay. And so basically, I've been doing this since like 2016, but like this past year, more now than ever, like, you know, I've been getting, you know, a lot of like rental properties and, you know, basically renting them out to people, you know, just so I can have like an extra stream, you know, always having like, you know, something else coming in, some more money coming in, you know.
Side hustle.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I know, like being an actor, sometimes, you know, they make it seem like y'all get like a whole bunch of roles and stuff. Yeah. And it's
acting tough. Money is different. Like, it's like if you like a movie star or something, of course, you're going to make millions of dollars. But like, it's like you can get paid a lot, but it's not an everyday thing.
Yeah.
You probably employed, like unemployed, like 90% of the time. It's like you unemployed, you waiting for an audition, you book it, whatever. You'll work that day or that project or whatever it is, and then after that, you are being unemployed, right? So you'll get paid a lot. You'll get paid a good amount of money that, you know, but I don't ever want to just be relying on just like, you know, acting, like waiting for the phone. I've been doing this for 7 years, so it's like I'm not just about to be like, you know, and just imagine like during a pandemic, if I was, because Hollywood was shut down for a minute, then a lot of people was like, you know, screwed. Yeah, but I was always like hustling and having something else going on, you know.
Yeah,
and that's the way I seen it. Yeah.
Did you stay out here during the whole pandemic, bro?
Yeah, I stayed here the whole pandemic. You know, I had found a dope spot to move into, and I got a good deal on this, so I was taking advantage. I was like, dang, everybody moving out, these apartments getting cheap. Let me try to buy something. Yeah,
bro, because we just now trying to get a crib in Orange County, bro. It's at $3K.
Yeah.
For two bed, two bath.
$3K for a two bedroom, two bath?
Yeah, bro. That's what they're looking at.
Damn, let's see, $3K.
Like minis, just minimum.
Sheesh. Is that a lot? That's like a lot. Or is that a lot?
That's a lot.
I'm
from Atlanta, big dog. That's a lot.
That's a lot. And especially for Orange County, you got to drive like an hour away.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And for the type of apartment, too.
Nah, y'all can get that in LA, bro. Y'all can get that in LA. I'm telling you. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, it's getting crazy. But you got to be fearful when, you know, people are, you know, greedy. No, you got to be fearful when people are greedy and be greedy when people are fearful. That's a quote from Warren Buffett. So I'm just like taking advantage of, like, you know, the times, and I'm like, because I know it ain't gonna always be like this, you know.
Of course,
right?
You know, so, you know, humbling these LA apartments, they got humbled because they was taxing people for rent out here, and now they like, dang, you know, ain't nobody moving or ain't nobody paying rent, so let me reduce these prices a little bit.
Yeah.
At least like earlier this year it was like that, you know. They probably went back up now, but you know, so
cool
man. That's man, those are a lot of gems, bro. Like, we wanted to I seen you also on set. You also talked about like Will Smith and Jada just 2 seconds ago. Like, you mentioned them a little bit. I seen you on set with them, man. How does that feel just to be in the presence, bro?
It was crazy. It was like surreal. Like, we grew up watching Fresh Prince and all these shows as well.
Yeah.
And then when you see him, it's like, first of all, he was mad skinny. I don't know if he was like preparing for like a movie or something. I think mm-hmm. he probably was or something. Yeah. But, you know, I was on set and somebody was like, yeah, he's like, I forgot one of the people was talking about, like, yeah, he's like 5'10". I was like, nah, I think Will like 6-something. Like, he got to be like 6'2 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm tall. I'm like 6'4". Yeah. And so, you know, he walked in. He was taller than me. He was taller than me, bro. Yeah. I swear. He was like, I was like looking like
I mean,
this.
He looked tall.
That's crazy. Yeah, he looked tall. I was like,
not 6'5", man. We talking 6'5".
He had to be either he was the same height as me or he was like an inch taller. But he's way taller. I mean, you know, you thought he was tall. You expect him to be tall, but you never know these celebrities.
No, it's you true. Don't.
Because I was working on a music video with Tori Lanez and he about this high, you know. And I was like, you never know.
Man, not tall.
Oh, man. A little thump.
Yeah. Yeah, but
that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, but nah, yeah, that was surreal, man. It was dope, you know. And he was like dope, and it was cool meeting him, man. And
yeah,
he was dope. You know, I will be like, greatness is not this, esoteric, elusive, godlike thing, you know.
he's like, Jada.
That's a good impression.
Like, yeah, bro. Like, I get you. He's the pause and all that, bro.
Yeah, man. He's articulate and
he slows it down.
Yeah,
for
he was funny.
Yeah, man. That was cool. What were like it? If you can tell, what were you guys like on set of? What was that?
I can't tell.
You can't tell.
Okay. No, okay. Cool. Cool.
Yeah, I appreciate
good.
It.
It's all good. It's all
that's
good.
That's what's up, though, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
So, like, what was your? Can I just ask, like, what? Being out, like being out here, what's been your favorite experience, bro? Like, what can you think? Like, this time, like, this was when I was like.
I mean, I got different experiences. You know, I would say I got like three experiences, but they like three different things. So my favorite experience, I guess, acting wise. You talking about acting?
Yeah.
Okay. So one was Kanye West, and so.
Yeezy?
Yeah. So I didn't. So this one was the greatest experience in terms of just the experience itself. So he had like a show at the Hollywood Bowl and they hired all these actors to be on stage with him, you know, all these black actors. And we was all on stage with him during his concert. He was like, he did like some show at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we was just on stage and he had us dressed like slaves and shit. And all this but I don't know.
Of course.
It was like some wild shit.
Like
but anyways, it was a dope experience because we was on stage with Kanye. We was standing right next to him and, you know, and it's thousands of people. You know, you feel like a rapper. You know, we always been at concerts and we've been on the ground looking at the stage. But you ain't never been the other way. And then it was a time where we had the routine was get off stage and walk into the crowd. And so we walk into the crowd and we got all this. Everybody grabbing on us and shit, like, you know, like we, like, you know, like testing us, like we some sort of like
some
you
real
know,
slave,
some type of, you know, connection to Kanye.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just like a crazy experience. And even when I was leaving the parking lot that day, people was like coming up taking pictures. It was like a wild experience, bro. It was.
Did they even know who you were? Like,
no, they just knew we was a part of the show. Because of what we had on. We was like.
If I could just touch him, I'd be like I touch Ye.
Right. You know, and so that was like the you know that was like a high for me that night because that was a crazy experience.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, this must be what it's like to be a rapper. And then so the second experience I did a Nike commercial with LeBron James.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a couple of experiences. I'm gonna say that some more.
Yeah.
I did a Nike commercial with LeBron. I played like a younger version of LeBron James. It was called Nike Come Out of Nowhere. And, you know, that was like the first big commercial I did. It paid me like $12,000. Mm-hmm. And I was just walking down the hallway. You know, that was it. And so, you know, it was supposed to be like a younger version of, you know, LeBron going to this school that where there's no diversity. And you look around and there's these white kids. And then you just like walk in and it's just like, you know, you're not supposed to be here. But, yeah, here you are, you know, and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's like, and so that was like a dope experience. Another dope experience. I was a spokesperson for Head & Shoulders. The hair and shampoo brand. And so that was like crazy, you know, because they had me on like billboards and stuff. It was a couple years ago. They had me on billboards in Boston and ads and all that. I had a whole street team. That's a story highlighted on my Instagram page, but it's like that was like a wild experience, you know. I was on Jimmy Kimmel for that too, you know,
because
they had like a partnership with Head & Shoulders. So that was like a dope experience. And then I would say like the last like, you know, crazy one for me is like, I did a Domino's commercial in 2019 and it never aired. It was like a national commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pandemic happened and I guess they couldn't shoot no commercials. So they had aired it. And then they, boy, they played that shit.
They played that.
It was playing.
They gave me like 65K, bro.
Brandon,
I was in that bitch for like 2 seconds. Like,
Brandon, so how do they? So how does it work with like? So they every time they run it.
Yeah, every time. If it's a national commercial, every time they run it, then you get a residual. So when you know it's national and they'll tell you when you book it and stuff, and you know, so every time you like turn on TV, you're like, yes, keep playing that shit, you know? Play that shit back, you know? Yeah. You're getting excited, you know? It's some commercials, like, they might be like non-union, and they might just be like, hey, we're only going to pay you this amount, and that's going to be it. It's like a buyout or something. And then it still may be on TV, but like, for the most part, if it's like a big brand, like, Wendy's, Domino's, McDonald's, Best Buy, and all of that. Mm-hmm. State Farm, those are like national commercials. So,
cool, man.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, man. That's so dope, man. I appreciate you for like coming in and doing that. Yeah. Where do you like? Because you're also an artist, right?
Right.
So, like, where do you post your art up at?
Yeah, so I post some art on my Instagram. I'm kind of painting a series right now. I'm going to have an exhibition. Art is just very tedious, so it takes a little while to finish a painting.
Yeah,
but
we were just talking about that.
Yeah, so that's
how do you balance the time?
Oh, so luckily, I've always been a full-time actor. I never had to, like, work a job or nothing like that. Mm. So I kind of just work on my own availability, and I just be like, you know, I guess like the everyday would just be like wake up, you know, do some exercise, do some stock market stuff, paint. Mm. Probably if I get an audition, do that. If I book it, I work that day. But you know, I do have the time to do it. Luckily, because some people they may be working a job or something. But that's all. Because I want to sell art, you know. I have before, and I want to have an exhibition to have my art in galleries and stuff. And, you know, it's definitely I got friends who do it in the space and they selling art for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. But then also it's like getting people, having something that's going to outlive you, you know, having a piece of art, you know, I like having a blank canvas and turning it into something. And, you know, I always love going to like museums and galleries and stuff and then seeing the art and stuff. And I was like, that's something I want to do, you know?
Yeah, you're good at it too, man.
Yeah, you're awesome. Really good at
Thank
it.
Thank you, bro.
It's nice, man.
I actually didn't learn how to paint till I was 26 years old. And I was like, you know, I never painted or drew in my life. You know,
just
some people, I was like walking past a gallery in Westwood and I seen these classical paintings in the window. And I was like, there's like the old fashioned painting that you see in like the Mona Lisa type of stuff. And I was like, I want to learn how to paint like that. And I went in there and I talked to the woman and we had the same, her name is Giti, and we have the same birthday too. And so I was just like, dang, you know, like we started talking and she taught me how to paint for a couple months. And so, you know,
dope.
And so I never, I never painted before that in my life, but I was like, it was like a natural. Maybe it was like always inside of me.
Also, never too old to like learn something new.
Right.
Man. Never too old.
Right. Because people would definitely tell you like, oh, you know, if you don't learn this by this age or playing an instrument, if you don't learn the piano by like your early age, you may not be able to play it. Like all of that is an excuse. All that's an excuse. Yeah.
Big cap. Brandon, bro. Yeah. Thanks for coming through, big dog. We appreciate your time.
No problem.
Yeah.
Can you where can we find you, big dog?
Find me on Instagram, Brandon Brown B. Twitter, I'll just be tweeting stock stuff, so y'all don't want to follow me in there.
Man, it's informative, man.
Yeah, it's like red_bullish. Facebook, Brandon B. Brown. Bro. That's it.
Yeah, Brandon Brown, man. Appreciate you for coming in
the building.
Yes,
sir.
Appreciate it.
Buffalo.
Appreciate you,
Buffalo. Shout out Buffalo.
Shout out Buffalo, man.
Never ducking low, dog.
colder than Antarctica and Alaska. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, big dog.
We're gonna go ahead and close it out here, man. Appreciate everybody for coming through, man. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, man. And appreciate you guys.
We out.
Peace.